by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. And welcome back. And we have the amazing Josh Bernstein. His main website is patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. Josh, the amazing response of the new attorney for the new bar, head of the Attorney General's office, and the response of the Democrats is mind-boggling, to say the very least. From Nadler to Beto O'Rourke on Saturday to Klobuchar and others, it's like, you've got to be kidding. I think the Attorney General and Barr are probably going to start investigations on the other side. And now that Trump has got a free hand, I think as he moves further and further closer to the election, he needs to give a pardon to several people. I'm going to leave that up to you as to who he should pardon. But honestly, this is so disgusting that it's distracted America away so that the Russians are now in the arms of the Chinese doing joint military maneuvers. We haven't dealt with real issues that Trump should be dealing with. Instead of this constant harassment, I see the man has gained weight. I'm concerned about Trump as a person. I think it's disgusting that we allowed this thing to go on in America. And after this long, drawn-out 675-day ordeal, I don't think it's over at all. I think the other side needs to be investigated. People like Obama and Valerie Jarrett and Hillary Clinton, they need to wear orange. This is disgusting. A lot of people in the FBI and the Department of Justice need to go to jail. I don't want them just being slapped with a fine. I'm disgusted point where I want to see some serious steel bars and toilet hard cold hard toilets and no yard time for these son of a bastards. Honestly.
Well, first thing that I'll say is that the Democratic Party's reaction is typical. You know, move the goalposts. Well, there's no collusion, so, you know, there must be a conspiracy, like that idiot Joy Reid just recently said. Or, you know, let's say that, he must have been bought off or paid off, or of course there's collusion, even though they didn't find it. These people are disgusting, they're sick, and all I can say is, whoever owing allegiance to the United States levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death or shall be in prison not less than 5 years and fined. That is U.S. Code 18-2381. Right. Clearly, when you have tried for 675 days to fool the American people into believing that their votes were not legitimate, and the fact that this president was not elected fairly, then you are involved with a coup. You are an enemy of the United States. You are an enemy of the people of the United States, and therefore you have committed treason. I believe that Barr should obviously go after these people on that charge, but on many other charges as well. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not holding my breath. Barr has been a longtime swamp monster, if you will, for many, many years, and hangs around in the same circle. So I just can't see him starting to throw his best friends and country club participants, in the brig.
Well, I think Horowitz has started it, though. Horowitz's independent investigation, they need to release the FISA documents and all the other ones that will prove that Trump is correct. And not only that, the criminal activity occurred. And these criminals need to go to jail. There shouldn't be a pat on the back, or we just ignore it, or they can go do book tours. It's disgusting. Right. This will never settle properly. And again, we have the 2020 election coming up, and the Democrats want to make this a center point. Nadler's saying, hey, we're not stopped. In fact, he made the statement that it's not settled whether there's obstruction of justice. There was no crime. How can it be obstruction when Trump did not stop anything, okay? He can say he's disgusted by it.
Here's the thing. Add this to this as well. The other thing here is that the media has not even covered the results of Barr and of Mueller's findings. Literally, I was watching the news the other day, and they were talking about sports or whatever, and then there was a quick thing that said, no Russian collusion found, And I swear to God, it was like good news for egg lovers. I mean, they just completely glossed over it. Meanwhile, the media has been fixated on nothing but Russia, Russia, Russia for almost 3 years. And the media, if you look at the Media Research Center in the next week or two, I guarantee you that you will see the disparage and discrepancy of reporting from the Mueller witch hunt to now that the Mueller witch hunt is over. They are trying to bury this story as soon as possible. It is up to us to keep it alive and to make sure that people know. That's why I did a video the other night, and I rubbed it in the left's face as bad as I possibly could. I had a pointed party hat on. I had one of those things that you go, you know, and it kind of goes out like you see a birthday party.
That's the video you sent me, right?
That's the video that I sent you. And I'm telling you right now, we need a nothing burger. We need a nothing burger act, okay? Congress needs to enact the Nothing Burger Act, in which if a special counsel does an investigation, whatever day that investigation starts on, it automatically must end on the one-year anniversary. And when that investigation is concluded and nothing is found to be of a crime, anybody in the media who reports otherwise should be held liable for defamation of character.
Right.
Boom. How do you like that one?
Well, I honestly think people need to go to jail. At the very least, Washington Post and Bezos needs to spend some time in jail. Not just Mr. Amazon billionaire. The people that did this, for example, we call Adam Schiff. I've changed his last name from two F's to two T's. You like that name, hey? Adam, S-H-I-T-T.
I call him Schiff.
And then we got Nadler, who's got a 30-year vendetta with Trump because of something going back with a golf course 30 years ago.
That's correct.
I mean, honestly, this is beyond disgusting. And it's amazing to me that Trump's still kind of Teflon Don, Donald Trump. He's still moving forward.
Yeah, that's what I called him in the video.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, he's definitely been amazing throughout this entire process. To be able to function with this amount of distraction and obstruction hanging around you for your entire term is absolutely mind-boggling. And anyone that doesn't think that President Trump isn't doing his job, well, then they're just not paying attention, or they're listening to MSLSD or CNN.
MSLSD, that's a good one. I like that. That's funny.
Don't forget to tip your waiter.
Oh, no. I mean, gosh. The thing is, though, it's painful to turn on the news and hear it over and over again. And then all the spins by the Democrats, like, you've got to be kidding. This is like somebody who is in a different state is accused of robbing a bank, and then you're threatening that he killed somebody in the bank, so you're going to hang him or electrocute him, and he wasn't even in the state. It's like, are you kidding me?
He wasn't even in the bank. Exactly. I know.
Exactly. That's what they did with Trump. The man is not guilty of collusion or obstruction. It's over. And the fact
it's like watching a full-blown murder taking place in front of you, and the cops are instead looking at the 87-year-old woman with the walker who's jaywalking. That's what I give it the equivalent of. Because all the crimes were committed on the Democratic Party side. All of them. Every single one of them. We know that. That's not hearsay. That's not opinion. It's an absolute fact. Because all of the information shows exactly that. But yet, Mueller, the dirty cop that he is, and believe me, I have no admiration or praise for him, even though he did the right thing here. I still think he's a dirty, dirty cop. I think this guy was looking under every single lid and garbage can he could to find anything. I think he is a horrible excuse for a human being, so let me go on record saying that. But Mueller, the dirty cop that he is, all he did was investigate Trump and his administration.
Yeah, but he had tons of evidence. When he went under all of these garbage cans. Exactly. In other words,
he didn't look at Fusion GPS. He didn't look at Uranium One. He didn't look at Crossfire Hurricane. He didn't look at Project Pelican. He didn't look at Spygate. He didn't look at the email. Nothing. Now I hope that Barr does the right thing. Let's see if he has any testicular fortitude, and that he starts these investigations where they should have been started from day one, on the left.
Right. But, you know, I think you're right. I think already with what Horowitz has done, he's already opened the can up. And my feeling is you're going to start to see some indictments going because these regulations, as you read off, have been violated. We have people that still want to be strident, like the former CIA director. And he tilts his head back with his eyes half closed, saying, pronouncing that Donald Trump's a criminal. It's like, you're the criminal. You need to be spending jail time, boy.
And not only that, I predicted on your show and on many other shows in December of 2018, I said point blank, I have a feeling that the Mueller report will be very similar to the Comey report. In other words, Trump's this, Trump's that, he's a bad guy, all this other stuff, but there's not going to be an indictment. There's not going to be any more, collusion or arrests or anything else. And I was 100% correct on that.
How many people have been destroyed in this? Look at Flynn. Look at Roger Stone. I've had Roger Stone on the show. Roger Stone, because he, quote, was accused of not cooperating or lying to Congress because of some shade of what he said, he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison? You've got to be kidding. The man is old enough now. He'll be pardoned. I don't know about Manafort. He's done some other criminal activities, but to be honest with you, he got caught in this web simply because he was a partial campaign manager for a short time with Trump.
Yeah. The problem with Manafort is he could get a pardon from President Trump on the federal issues, but the fact is that you have a real dirtbag of a prosecutor there in the Southern District of New York, and they made sure that they found something on him to charge him with on the state level. And unfortunately, the president does not have the authority to pardon on state-level crimes. So he may end up, doing some jail time. And I think it's terrible because he never should be in jail. These people should be in jail. I mean, the prosecutors that even brought up the charges should be in jail. It's unbelievable.
Didn't Manafort work with some people on the Democratic side and some of these things overseas? And they're not being charged?
Yeah, he has. Look, I'm not saying that he's, he's an angel.
No, I'm saying that this is standard things in Washington, D.C. People don't register. They don't register. I mean,
right. Nobody registers as FARA. Nobody. No one's ever done it. There's been six times where they brought up people on convictions. And there was, before Manafort, there was one time that there was a conviction, and now with Manafort, there's two times. So you're talking about a low percentage, minuscule rule and law that is never practiced or upheld by anybody in Washington, but yet, because of Manafort, and again, I've said this many times, if I was Charlie Black, I would leave the country immediately, because they are going after Manafort, Stone and Black, or Manafort, Black and Stone, whichever it was. That was the three-ring circus that was, kicking the teeth in of the Democrats for 30, 40 years in the 80s and 90s. They helped presidents get elected. They helped, the Senate stay in Republicans' hands. They helped win the House in 1994's, Contract of America. They were behind the scenes crushing the left for years. So they were a political target of the left, and still are. So here's what I think. Mueller knew he had nothing on the president. Mueller also knew he had nothing on the campaign or the administration. So what did he do? He dug and he dug and he dug until he found something, a crumb, just to give to that radical left-wing Marxist base that they have, just so they could get something. We don't care. Just find the crime. Just get us something so that we don't look that stupid. That's what this is all about. And, again, they're trying to do it to Roger Stone. Roger Stone, I know personally. I'm friends with him. He is not flippable, folks. He is not going to flip. And if anything, he's going to beat whatever it is that they're trying to say that they have on him 100%. I'll go on record now saying that, as I did with all the rest that I've been 100% accurate on.
Well, look what they did. They also silenced him, so he makes his money publicly. So they even silenced him, so he can't even make money on what he does, which is speak publicly. I think it's an obscenity that in America, order. I mean, what kind of banana republic do we live in when the demon rats, and that's what I've changed their name to, the demon rats can get away with this crap, and where the Department of Justice and the FBI are politicized to the point where they're arms of globalist bankers, billionaires, and evil Satanists, to be honest with you. Because these people...
I'm pretty sure you have the same Amy Berman Jackson judge that resided over Manafort, I believe, is doing the same thing over Stone. She's a real piece of work.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and Watsoluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Well, I just saw the first couple minutes of a very funny video. I have it posted up here. Josh Bernstein, reactions and message to every liberal in America, on Mueller's report. I mean, it's pretty damn funny. I'm going to post up the link so people can watch this 11-minute, 2-second video. Josh, between Jexit, where the Democrats treat the Jews badly, now they're treating people that have even common sense badly that say they want to continue this. I mean, even after Bill Clinton, who was getting sex in the White House with Monica Lewinsky, with basically, we have a situation now where there's no excuse at all. This is over. I mean, they don't have the resources in the Democratic Party to investigate like Mueller did, and his entire people were stacked on the side where all Democratic supporters, and they couldn't find anything. And believe me, they did no investigations of Hillary, the dossier, Christopher Steele, none of these people. By the way, I heard a report from Caputo on Fox that Christopher Steele and his buddies are making millions of dollars. They're getting filthy rich. So continue to push this crazy story. It's disgusting, isn't it?
It's absolutely. There's no question about it. And I think that, you know, they should be banned from making any kind of money, especially on something that was a complete lie and has now been proven as a lie. And him himself, Christopher Steele, has said that he could not prove his own dossier, which means that we knew that it was a lie. But yet they didn't tell that to the FISA court. They lied to the FISA court, which again is another crime. They changed the 302 forms. That's another crime. They exonerated Hillary Clinton before even sitting down with her. Another crime. They changed the form from gross negligence to extreme carelessness. Another crime. James Comey leaked it to the press. Another crime. I mean, there's so many crimes that have been committed on the Democratic Party side, that we have got to have Barr step up to the bar, let's face it, and do what's right. He needs to do what's right, because if he doesn't prosecute these people and they're allowed to walk, could you just imagine the next generation of crooks and criminals in Washington and what they'll try to do to steal an election or to frame their political opponent in a way to put them away in prison? This is America. This isn't some third world dictatorship. This is amazing. And Barr needs to step up, and he needs to have 24/7 armed guards and wear a bulletproof vest everywhere he goes, but he needs to do the right thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at Jerome Corsi. I mean, they were almost trying to put him in jail because he was threatened. And I just got a report here from Sandy that one of the ones that places various people for discussions on air. And apparently, his latest book is here. I am vindicated with the release of the Mueller report. And he's got a report here. I'll probably post this up here. Silent No More documents the abuse I suffered and the background for the federal civil suit I filed in U.S. District Court in D.C. I wrote the book because I wanted people to understand the Kafka-like torture Mueller has put me and my family through for the past several months. This book details the psychological torment I underwent because of the attempts of prosecutors to break me. They wanted him to break so they could find something, even with liars, to get Trump and remove Trump. That's how bad these global Satanists are. People need to realize we don't have America anymore. We've got some kind of really satanic, you know, bunch of people that need to be either jailed or executed. I mean, it's that bad as far as I'm concerned.
Well, look, I know Jerome Corsi, too. He's been on my show 5, 6, 7 times. I know him. I've talked to him off the air. I know exactly what they were trying to do, and he basically gave the finger to Mueller and, you know, his merry band of Democrats. And it's amazing that the Democrats are going to say that this was rigged against them. Hello, you had 14 Democrats Yeah, three Republicans, fake Republicans, by the way, and one independent. So all you had was Democrats going after a president who was a Republican. So I don't understand where the bias comes from, and certainly not on the Republican side, but certainly on the Democrats' side and Mueller's side. That's where all the bias was. They didn't even investigate the other side of the coin. But you know what? I'm hopeful. Again, I'm optimistically hopeful. I don't think it's going to happen, but you know, we'll keep our fingers crossed that Barr finally does the right thing and puts these scumbags in prison, man. That's where they need to go. It's amazing what they've been able to do to this country, and you're right. We have got to hold them accountable.
Well, what I'm seeing right now is the Democrats trying to remanage rather than apologize, which they should have done if they're decent Americans, and start getting into things like, you know, fixing health care, for example. And it's not going to be one giant bill like Obamacare. Obamacare, by the way, still hangs around because John McInsane, this rhino Republican, who backstabbed Trump by even giving part of this dossier to this organization against Trump. And, you know, and I'm not going to say God rest his soul, because his soul has been annihilated in hell. Okay, because he's an evil bastard, okay? He had selfie pictures with ISIS in 2009. I got the pictures, okay? John McInsane is an evil SOB. I talked to some of his military people that worked with him back in the military years ago. If they could get within arm's reach, they'd punch him in the face. That's how bad the people around him think about John McInsane. And these people are all bought and paid for. When you look at all these demon rats and rhino Republicans, and the ones that even the Republican senators, including those we think are kind of decent, you know, like you know, that actually were there, they didn't back Trump about this emergency at the southern border. This is ridiculous. You know what? The only reason why we have the law since the 1970s is because the Congress, for five decades more, hasn't done their job. And they don't back the president when he has a real true emergency. So what I see happening, Trump's doing exactly what he should do. And my guess is Trump is going to get reelected. It's going to be bye-bye Bernie Sanders clause, bye-bye Klobuchar, bye-bye all these other maniacs like Beto O'Rourke standing on the top of restaurant counters. You know, he's not only eating dirt, he wants people to eat the dirt off his shoes. It's disgusting. Not only that,
he wrote a pretty disgusting poem. As a matter of fact, I have the poem. Most people don't have this information, but I have different sources than most. So I actually have the full poem. Here's the thing. The media reported on it very, very little. I mean, really, they didn't do a lot about it because obviously, you know, they don't want to paint him as a psycho. But here's a guy that is not only a hacker, okay? Let's not forget this guy is an absolute hacker. He's part of that cow group that goes around and hacks people. Yeah, that's the last thing you want is a president that knows how to hack things, right? But more than anything else, I call him the dirt eater Beto O'Dork. That's what I call him now.
Yeah.
I think that's a better name for him. The imaginary child killer, let's not forget. He also did that too, right? There was this big story about him writing a story about murdering a child. Well, the media has his poem, and his poem, they have this much of it. Let's see here. I'll give you the full poem right here. Hang on. Click right there. This is going to be crazy. This is from the Wayback Machine. Now, here's his poem, okay? His poem is called The Song of the Cow by Psychedelic Warlord, which was his pen name. Are you ready for this?
Mm.
Okay, here's how it goes. I need a butt shine. That's what it says. I need a butt shine right now. You are holy. O sacred cow, I thirst for you. Provide milk. Buff my balls. Love the cow. Good fortune for those that do. Love me, breathe my feet, the cow has risen. Wax my ass, scrub my balls, the cow has risen. Provide milk, O milky wonder, sing for us once more. Live your life, everlasting joy, thrust your hooves up my analytic passage. Enjoy my foods, provider of cheese and other wonderful dairy products. We will cleanse your inner intestines. We will bathe in your pungent odor, gather cotton, count my eyes, smell my skin, love the scarecrow and the milkman. I live only for eternity, thrust for the undrinkable, thirst for the undrinkable, hold the seat, praise the doughboy at the pizza shop, love the oxen dung. Now this guy wants to, he's running for president, and this psychopath, whoever the hell this guy is writing disgusting, sick poems like this. Then he wrote a story about murdering children. Right. I mean, you know, where are feminists against this guy? Number one. And number two, he's also a two-time convicted criminal. You can't forget that. This guy was convicted twice, trespassing as well as extreme DUI. And his mother bankrupted a 66-year-old company, a family business in El Paso called Charlotte's Incorporated, and was arrested for money laundering and later got off on a lesser charge. And his late father, who died getting hit by a bicycle in El Paso, was a judge, and he was arrested in the 80s, and they found some kind of white substance in his glove box wrapped up in a condom. And then the trial actually went through, and the arresting officer admitted to the trial at that time that he flushed the white powdery substance down the toilet before any forensics could be made on it to find out what it was. This is the guy we want as president? This Beto O'Dork? Unreal.
I call him Batty Beto because I think, you know, he's a human air conditioner with his hands moving.
Well, maybe. I call him Batty O'Dork.
Beto O'Dork is a good one. Batty Beto O'Dork.
The two-time criminal.
Oh, my gosh. And it's not just him. Every one of these Democrats that are in the so-called running all support the so-called Green New Agenda. This is so psychotic. I'm an environmentalist. I like Patrick Moore, the founding member of Greenpeace. I was one of the founding members of Greenpeace over 50 years ago. And I can tell you, as an oceanographer and environmentalist, I want total recycling. I don't want any plastic in the oceans. I want clean smokestacks. But these people think they're going to get rid of so-called fossil or non-fossil fuels, get rid of our cars and airplanes, get rid of plows and even engines able to kind of deliver crops from the field to the cities. These people are psychotic. And their idea of so-called energy-efficient glass windows and everything, and they want to refurbish and have this new industry to change everything, they're nuts. They're evil. And there's no nice word for it. These people are psychotic, and they can't get into control. If they get in control in our civilization, we're done. We're done. It's
no
over.
No doubt. I totally agree. I think we're at that point where, you know, this party is so dangerous, and I've said it many times. I mean, Right Wing Watch did an article on it. I believe that they're a terrorist organization. I think the fact that they kill
they're not just terrorists. They want to kill the children even after birth, but they want to kill the population.
Yeah.
They want to destroy industry. I mean, if they accomplish what they did, and I saw Patrick Moore on Tucker Carlson say this a few weeks ago, that if they got their way with AOC comments and she's this anorectic, skinny, I'm the boss, kind of the way she talks is like, you're a psychotic child. She really is. She's a psychotic child.
Yeah, no doubt.
If you ask her any questions, even the interview people ask her, I mean, I put up her picture the other day when I had segments on her and it says Clueless. She is a narcissistic, self-important, wind-up toy for Satan. And the globalists are laughing.
Toy for Satan. I like that. That's funny. I bet your Right Wing Watch is going to do an article on that one. It's going to say, Dr. Bill Deagle calls AOC a wind-up toy for Satan. Mark my words, that's probably going to be one of the things they pick. I don't know.
It really is. I mean, when you see her talking and she tries to look like she's really sincere, popping her doughbow eyes, I'm thinking. And then we see the movement by Beto waving his hands. I think if he waves it any faster, he's going to get airborne.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how unimportant
and then you see Bernie Sanders putting on his angry eyes. If you take his video comments over the last four decades, Bernie Sanders, this guy's a dyed-in-the-wool communist. He doesn't just
trouble. Yeah. Bernie's in a lot of trouble because the FEC just filed a complaint against him. The Federal Elections Commission just filed a complaint against him in the last few days for breaking the law because he's hiring illegal aliens. He hired this Belen Sissa, her name is, did a report on this. And she is a DACA child, believe it or not. Beautiful young girl, but again, she's the press secretary for the Sanders campaign. She's a complete anti-Trump communist, and she's now his press secretary. However, that's probably illegal according to the FEC guidelines and the complaint that was filed.
Oh, my.
So he's in big, big trouble. And he hired her and I think one or two other illegal aliens in his campaign.
Well, look what his wife did with that university.
I talked to a nurse
that went to the educational institution run by his wife. She bankrupted it. And Bernie Sanders calls, you know what she said to Bernie is? He's a Satanist. I believe so. The man is evil.
Well, we know he's a communist.
Yeah. Well, the same word is the same thing, right?
Pretty much.
Communists or Satanists, okay? Because if you don't believe in one God, you got to believe in the other. I mean, it's by default, right?
I love that. I love what you said. A wind-up toy for Satan. That was absolutely priceless.
And kills off nanobacteria. She is really... You look at her like... Satan's there winding up her back. I mean, she's sitting there in the chair with her legs crossed and thinking, holy Christ, this is really, really bad. I mean...
Oh, you know, that was so funny.
Chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the
small... I'm glad you like it. See, we're
that
good.
Really, really funny.
You know what? We could actually, like, every couple months, we should have, like, a video, you know, stand-up comedy, and just bring the video into a big bar, like in Los Angeles, and just have you and I just do some stand-up comedy for them.
This at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I'm really proud of Donald Trump because, you know, I consider him a pre-Christian, pre-Judeo-Christian. He's sticking up for Israel. He's actually got a half shekel where he's now considered a Mashiach, which in Hebrew means anointed one, like Cyrus of Persia that built the Temple of Zerubbabel. Donald Trump has got a half shekel now beside Cyrus as a Mashiach or an anointed one. I honestly think people will realize if we can get to talk to the man, we can actually support his bringing a real peace treaty to Israel, not just a covenant with death, but a real peace treaty. Right now, the president of Israel had to fly back because the crazy Hamas are firing rockets directly into the actual settlement areas. And people need to realize that these rockets are really accurate. They're not like, you know, they've got a few hundred that are really accurate within a matter of meters, and thousands that are not accurate. We're at a really dangerous point in history here. We have given them the THAAD, or Theater Air Defense. It's still not giving total protection. They have Iron Dome, et cetera. I know I've talked to the Israeli research people working on this. They have an office up in L.A. What's going on here now is Donald Trump is a hero. And if we can get the man, if we can get a chance to talk to him, I don't know if you have backdoor ways of talking to him or even his family members like Don Jr., we need to get through to Trump because if we can modify his policy just a little bit, he can start, for example, shutting down through alternative means some of the media. People like Washington Post need to lose their ability to publish. CNN's MSNBC need not only giant lawsuits, they need to lose a lot of their broadcasters and people. They need to go to jail or lose their broadcast ability to actually write these articles because this is a form of a coup.
They must be punished for false reporting.
Not just a bad article about them. They need to have serious either jail time, fines, or losing their license to be able to actually publish. This needs to happen.
I totally agree. I've said that many, many times. You know, one time is a mistake, two times is another mistake, three times is a pattern, and anything over three or four times is a way of doing business, as far as I'm concerned. And
SOP.
They need to be punished for repeatedly, hundreds if not thousands of times, saying that President Trump was guilty. They need to be held accountable. There ought to be a Nothing Burger Act, call it the Robert Mueller Nothing Burger Act. Of 2019,
and Nadler,
we ought to hold these people accountable.
Look at Nadler trying to get 81 documents. People need to refuse him. Look at Adam Schiff. I changed his last name from Schiff to Schitt. This guy needs to no longer be on the Intel Committee. How can we trust anything he does when he's made this kind of false statements against Trump, and he's proven totally wrong, and he's got his puffy-lipped kind of Google, I call frog-eyed look, like, hey, I'm telling the truth. He's been on so much TVs, like he's like a host at CNN, MSNBC, even on over on Fox. They put little spots up of this nutball.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's a criminal.
I got news for Fat Jerry. He has absolutely no power, and I'll go on record saying it. Here's the bottom line. President Trump and his administration and his legal counsel are just going to ignore all of those subpoenas. Go, stick your subpoena you know where. Okay? We're not giving you anything. We've already been exonerated by the Attorney General. We've been exonerated by the special counsel. We're done. You're not getting a damn thing. And you got to just shut it down. And I would even go on Twitter and say publicly, the investigations are completely over. I've instructed my administration not to talk to anybody in the House leadership or the House Judiciary Committee, Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler or anybody else for that matter, I will be doing the same using executive privilege. Over, let's get on to business.
And the other thing he should do something with the Southern District of New York is trying to find and dig and dig and dig even stuff like his business dealings. Southern District of New York is another evil organization that needs to be stomped on. They should not be able to do what they're doing.
It's the deep state.
Yeah.
It's the training ground for the deep state. All of them came out of the Southern District, most of them. Some of them came out of the Eastern District. Some of them came out of other areas. But for the most part, they all came out of the Southern District of New York. And they all know each other. And you're right, it is a hotbed of corruption. And the guy who's running the show now is an absolute, you know, evil, evil prosecutor who basically is putting Manafort in prison. But, you know, here's the thing. I think if we look at the entire, you know, the entire scope here of what we're seeing, and we're seeing that their lies are now coming to the surface.
Right.
Their lies are now becoming more easy to see and comprehend, if you will. And
right.
I think the American people understand that. That's a big, big development in all of this, because they've already been branded as fake news by President Trump for years and years and years. So now what happens is now the fake news moniker is legitimized in the eyes of millions of Americans that maybe were on the fence before. Now they're not. Now they're not on the fence. And they say, yeah, you know what? This CNN is garbage. Look, nothing happened, and that's it. You know, and so I think it's important to understand that, because if we don't point those things out, the media certainly is never going to point those things out.
Right. What I think is going to happen is the public say, what I would also recommend is something a little different. I have a course that's called How to Win in Court with Dr. Graves. He's JD and he has this fantastic course. It's about $250 and it's well worth it. I think we need to have citizen lawsuits filed by thousands of citizens against media and other people. I think we need to start seeing citizen activation, because the lawyers aren't going to do their job. They're not. They're part of
right.
the problem, aren't they? And we're also going
yeah.
to start seeing citizens start to realize, let's say the independents are going to start moving more toward Trump. About 20% of Democrats are just going to get so weary of this thing with, you know, Nadler, Jerry Nadler and Adam Schitt. They're just going to say, you know what? I've been a Democrat a long time. I had enough of this. And they also have to understand that what the Green New Agenda and this so-called giving the broken health care to everybody is going to kill a lot of people. It'll also kill, by the way, health care. Because if you don't control costs and you try to see if you can give it to everybody, you're going to force a lot of hospitals and clinics and doctors into bankruptcy. Because if you try to force their fees down without controlling the cost of their business, including malpractice, they're not going to be in practice. They're going to be out.
Right.
They're going to be retired or fired or dead from stress. And you think, well, we can control that. No, you can't.
Exactly.
You can't do that. Let me tell you, I remember talking to one of the female head of the neurosurgery department at the University of Colorado, and there was about a half dozen procedures because of previous lawsuits. She couldn't afford the insurance to actually do those procedures. So even though she's a head professor, she couldn't do them anymore. She couldn't afford to do them because her malpractice went up so high just from attempted lawsuits against them regarding those procedures. So her insurance carrier said, no, we're going to charge X amount of money. And that money was so high, again, to pay off these damn lawyers, that she couldn't do them anymore. So if you don't have a drug control commission, which Trump is trying to do, and fix the donut in health care insurance plans and allow cross-border competition of insurance carriers, that's how you fix health care. Then maybe you have a VAT and have little rooms in the hospital that could take care of people who don't have insurance. You don't send them to the emergency department. ER doctors are not family doctors or geriatricians or pediatricians. They're called.
Right.
They tell people to arrive there, Gomers, get out of my emergency room. They don't want you parking your kid there because they need to get examined for their otitis media, whatever. They want you to go over to a place where you can be seen. And if you're pregnant, you need to see a doctor that's going to look at the pregnancy, not an ER doc who just wants you to not die in their emergency room. I mean, this
right.
is stupid.
And
our healthcare system is sick. What?
There is some of, in some respects, the worst medical coverage you can have, because it only covers about 80% of what needs to be covered, right? That's why you have, what, Medicare supplement plans and things like that.
Right.
So if Medicare is bankrupting the system now,
yeah.
why on earth would you want to make that the number one catalyst for all of healthcare when your system is already bankrupt because
of it? It'll bankrupt the doctors and hospitals, and you'll lose them. You won't have the trauma units. You won't have the surgeons. You won't have the doctors. They'll be bankrupt or fired or dead from stress. People, I'm saying, you know what? Yeah, exactly.
The government doesn't want competition.
You know, the problem is Bernie Sanders Claus, he's a communist. They think that if they're in control, they're like God. They want to be the new, we call satanic luciferic God, because you got to understand, everybody who's a socialist or a communist is a Satanist. Let's take the label off them, okay? They're a Satanist. They believe that you don't have personal responsibility. You're a Jew and I'm a Kohanim. The tithe was not for the church. It was for the Kohanim to take care of the sick and indigent. If a building was sick, they'd burn it down and the Kohanim would rebuild it. If you were sick, the Kohanim would come even on a Sabbath to take care of you, Uriel. Nobody was not taken care of in ancient Israel. And I believe we need to have a safety net, but we do not need top-down government control to force vaccinate you or kills the unborn or the elderly. That's what we have with demon rats. They kill the unborn and the elderly.
It's true. As a matter of fact, you're absolutely right. You know that there's a law that's going on right now that they've introduced in the state of Oregon in which it's going to be legal to dehydrate and starve those with dementia.
Oh, my.
Absolutely true. I'm going to do a story on it this coming week.
Oh, my. Well, bye-bye, Oregon, because I'm going to tell you, do you know there's more volcanoes in Oregon than any other place on Earth? If you want to look at a place, it'll be decimated if there's ever increased volcanic activity like in Mount Hood in Oregon. It's Oregon, man. They're doomed. And with that kind of behavior, poking God in the eye with a sharp needle is like, okay, God's going to say, you know what? I don't really need Oregon anymore. We're just going to let those demon rats be destroyed. Because, you see, God is the creator. He's also the destroyer. It's not Satan. Satan is the perverter. The creator that says, you know, Jesus himself said, Yeshua, fear not he who can destroy the body, but he who can destroy the soul. You know who can destroy the soul? God. God can.
Yep.
And people don't get that. It's in the Bible. And people, the ancient Jews knew that. That's why they respected God, because they knew he would preserve their nation if they obeyed and stayed in covenant. And when they didn't, God cast them out of their state of Israel. And they became Canaanites and Jebusites and did mourning ceremonies and the full moon. And then 9 months later would put their babies on the arms of Moloch, the giant owl like
the
heaven.
And you know what? This type of thinking and behavior, this pedophilia, is rampant throughout Hollywood. I mean, think about what Barbara Streisand just said. She literally said that the two victims of Michael Jackson at Neverland Ranch, she literally said that Michael had sexual needs and his sexual desires were his sexual desires. You know what I say to Barbara Streisand? I say, well, you know what? What would happen if one of your grandchildren was anally raped or molested? Then what? Are you gonna use the same excuse that, oh, well, the perpetrator, you know, he had sexual desire, so therefore
it's
a sexual desire? These people are insane, they're sick, they're twisted, and they need to be locked up in mental institutions as far as I'm concerned. I can't wait to see all the feminists start burning Barbara Streisand records. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Well, you know, I call it Hollywood, not Hollywood. And by the way, the Holly branch is actually called a pindar, or the erect penis of a wizard that's used to bring magic by summoning demons through demonic activity. So Hollywood is basically mind control and spiritual control by demonic, summoning demons. People don't understand that. That's why when you go to these ceremonies in Hollywood, it's always evil. It's always putting forward an agenda that's anti-human, anti-decency, anti-family, anti-American, anti-independence, anti-autonomy. Everything they do is to try to take away, even pushing transhumanism with Marvel comics and superheroes. It's not to celebrate human beings and whether they're like my daughter with Down's mosaic or an elderly person that's had a long life and done a lot of good things. No. It's not to celebrate the unborn that are just conceived. Even in China for thousands of years, when you were physically born, you're always considered 1 year old because you were considered born when you're conceived. But not in our modern civilization. Even when you go to the magic arch, they can kill you. The pubic arch, right?
Crazy.
What an ugly society we've become. The fact that we even tolerate demon rats, the fact that we tolerate this dialogue makes me sick. It makes me repent of being an American, that some of my American brothers and sisters are this damned evil. It's hard.